It is Monday, January 13th, 2020. With me is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
With a little something that I want everybody to go out and go to Wednesday, especially if you've ever been.
Okay.
Shiloh Museum in Springdale does a once-a-month Wednesday program that they have for years called Sandwiched In. They don't call it that so much anymore, but I still do. And they always have something cool. Well, this week, a lady named Constance Waddell is going to speak. She's 90.
Okay.
So there's no news value in saying she's lived a long and interesting life. The news value is in how that life is woven into the history of Northwest Arkansas. Her father, a gentleman named Whitey May, was the first site manager for the Lake Bella Vista Summer Resort, where he went to work in, I think, 1917.
Bella Vista has changed since then.
A little bit.
Yeah.
She was born in 1929 and spent the first 12 years of her life selling sodas in the pavilion and working at the swimming pool and watching golfers drive their balls across US 71 because half of the golf course was on each side of the street. She's written a book called Sally and Me, which she used her childhood diaries to write about some of the socialites that she was friends with, because very rich people came to Bella Vista and spent 3 months in the summer. They had a resort hotel that was up on the hill, the Sunset Hotel. They had a nightclub in a cave.
Right.
They had a pool with a 30-foot diving board.
Wow.
They had stables. And they had a floating dance floor on the lake.
Really?
Yeah. And so besides all that, as an adult, she's been a senior champion swimmer and a lay minister, and she was the child star of the Bentonville version of 1937's Kidnapper's Foil movie.
Right. It was one of these things where the makers would go to different small towns, same script, but they would recruit new kids to be in it.
Well, she was the Bentonville version. She's been on all sorts of mission trips to Chile, and she spent a decade in Los Angeles working with Mike Farrell.
Oh, from MASH. He played Trapper John.
No, he played
B.J. Honeycutt.
B.J. Honeycutt, because it was a TV series, in an effort to end the death penalty.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So she's going to speak on Wednesday, mostly about her dad and about Bella Vista, but she's fascinating. This happens at noon at the Shiloh Museum. It's free. They usually have cookies, which I like to mention. So you should go there.
Fun fact, she can probably remember the first time they talked about a Bella Vista bypass. That was probably when she was a kid.
I can remember talking about a Fayetteville bypass and people yelling at me about what was that. We also have every month, sometimes it's the last Sunday, sometimes it's the first Sunday, a visual arts calendar. Because there's so much going on in the visual arts, you got to put it all somewhere. And there's all sorts of things going on in January. You'd be surprised. But we also try to include some chances for you to learn to make art.
Okay.
So you can go to the Bella Vista Public Library, where they teach all sorts of needle crafts a couple of days a week. Or you can go to drop-in art making on the weekends from 1 to 4 at Crystal Bridges Museum, where they have a planned project you can try. Or you can go to the new exhibit at the Rogers Historical Museum called To Do the Laundry.
To Do the Laundry.
Which opens the 18th. Or you can go to the 3-day last hurrah for the artists at Heartwood Gallery. Boo.
Yeah.
They closed December 31st in South Fayetteville.
And January 31st.
No, they closed December 31st. I got you. Yeah. So on the 24th, 25th, and 26th, several of the artists are going to come together and have a last hurrah and say bye.
How long were they open? They were
15 years, maybe? A while.
Yeah.
I no longer have any concept of time. So all sorts of things to do, and you can find that calendar at nwadg.com/what's up.
Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.